Of
Osman
in this
Anashva
say
without certainty
Dumna
smoke
Dumraat
manam
tinged body and mind
Bhavan
your good self
Apaya
yati,
very much pleasing.
Govinda,
the personality of Godhead.
Pada,
feet.
Padma
asavam,
nectar of the lotus flower.
Madhu,
honey.
Translation.
We have just begun
the performance of this
fruit of activity,
a sacrificial
fire without
certainty of its
result due
to the many
imperfections
in our action.
Our bodies
have become black
from the smoke.
But we are
factually pleased
by the nectar
of the lotus feet
of the personality of
Godhead, Govinda,
which you
are distributing.
So
you can repeat.
We have just
begun the performance.
We have just begun the performance.
Of this fruit of
activity,
a sacrificial
fire,
without
certainty of its
result,
due to the
many imperfections
in our action.
Our bodies
have become black
from the smoke,
but
we are factually
pleased
by
the nectar of the
lotus feet
of
the personality of
Godhead Govinda.
Which
you are distributing.
So
purport by His
Divine Grace.
A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami
Srila Prabhupada,
Srila Prabhupada
Ki
Jai.
The sacrificial
fire kindled
by the sages
of Naimisharanya
was certainly
full of smoke
and doubts
because of
so many flaws.
The first
flaw is that
there is an acute
scarcity of
expert brahmanas
able to carry
out such performances
successfully
in this age of
Kali.
Any
discrepancy in
such sacrifices
spoils
the whole show
and the result
is uncertain, like
agricultural
enterprises.
The good
result of tilling the
paddy field
depends on
providential
rain, and
therefore the
result is
uncertain.
Similarly,
performance
of any kind of
sacrifice in this
age of Kali is
also
uncertain.
Unscrupulous,
greedy
brahmanas of the
age of Kali
induce the innocent
public to
such uncertain
sacrificial
shows
without disclosing
the scriptural injunction
that in the age
of Kali
there is no
fruitful
sacrificial
performance,
but
the sacrifice
and the congregational
chanting of the
holy name of the
Lord.
Sutta
Goswami
was narrating
the transcendental
activities of the
Lord before the
congregation of
sages,
and they were
factually perceiving
the result of
hearing these
transcendental
activities.
One can
feel this practically
as one
can feel the
result of eating
food.
Spiritual realization
acts
in that way.
The
sages of Naimisharanya
were practically
sufferers from
the smoke of a
sacrificial fire
and were doubtful
about the result,
but by
hearing from
a realized person
like Sutta
Goswami,
they were fully
satisfied.
In the Brahma
Vaivarta
Purana, Vishnu
tells Shiva
that in the age
of Kali, men
full of anxieties
of various kinds
can vainly
labor in fruitive
activity and
philosophical
speculations,
but when they are
engaged in
devotional service,
the result
is sure
and certain,
and there is no
loss of energy.
In other
words, nothing
performed for
spiritual realization
or for material benefit
can be successful
without
the devotional
service
to the Lord.
It's a famous
verse.
Karman
yasmin
anashva
se
duma
dumrat
manam
bhavan
apaya
yati
govinda
para padma
savam
madhu.
So
omagana
timidanda
shaganjana
shlakaya
chakshur
meditam
yena
tasmai
shi
gurave
namaha.
So
there. Several
problems
pointed out
by Srila
Prabhupada
in
the performance
of fruitive activities
in this age of Kali.
I mean, the first First problem that Srila Prabhupada points out is unscrupulous, greedy brahmanas. I mean, let's describe what a brahmana is first. I mean, I know the verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Samabhamakvabhakshacham Shanti Rajavamejah, Gyanavigyanamastikyam Brahmakarvasupabhajam. I mean, that's qualities of a brahmana. But actually, what is a brahmana? Because the qualities that are listed in the Bhagavad Gita are the actually secondary qualities. The primary quality of a Brahman is one who knows what Brahman. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdite. You know, someone who knows at least one of the three aspects of Brahman. Unfortunately, due to the age of Kali, people are considered to be Brahmanas due to birth. And that is not actually what Krishna says in the Gita. Krishna says that someone should be considered Brahman according to guna and karma. Just like another famous verse from the Gita. Chaturvarna mayashastam guna karma vibhagasha. So it became a hereditary right or hereditary designation that someone was considered a Brahman or a priest. And because it became hereditary, and because in Kali Yuga, everyone who is not properly initiated according to Vaishnava Tantra, Tantra means actually just like a connection. It doesn't mean something bad like left-handed Tantra. But anyone who is not initiated properly according to Vaishnava Tantra is considered a what? Shudra. Kalo?
Shudra
Sambhava. Shudra Sambhava. Everybody in the age of Kali is basically... That's it. Is a Shudra. Shudra means, of course, let's define Shudra again. Shudra, of course, means those who are in, under the mode of ignorance. Prabhupada defined Shudra one time saying a Shudra is a person who laments and also hankers. Just like you see in modern day America, when there is this procedure called Black Friday. Anyone's heard of that before? People lament that they didn't get the object that they desired. You know, the store is running a sale. Actually, it's called a lost leader. Anyone's heard of that before?
No.
A lost leader means that the store is running a sale on a particular item in which they actually lose money. And they only have a limited quantity of that particular item. In other words, they'll say, a computer that's normally worth $1,000 is now selling for $300. And so they only have a limited quantity of that. And so the people rush in and they discover that it's not there anymore because the first three... Anyway, so there's fighting at the door of the store. They're just... I mean, they line up like 12 hours before or something like that. And then as soon as the bell rings at midnight or whatever time the store opens, they start... These ladies, man, they start beating each other up. And actually, there is an instance recently I just read that a man or a woman shot someone who was going for the item that they had picked. They brought their... Because now, in many states, you have this open carry law. You heard about that before?
Texas.
Texas, you know, open carry. You can... You can carry your gun with you into Walmart. So you'll definitely get the item that you want. You just like pull your gun out and say, give it to me, back off, okay. In Walmart.
It's legal.
Yeah, so I'm not criticizing that. You know, obviously in this age of color, you probably do have to carry a gun everywhere. Just to protect yourself. But the point is that people are so greedy and lusty after this. And or if Apple Computer advertises a new, you know, iPhone X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, H, I, J, K, L, I know the alphabet. So then people will line up for days just to get this latest gadget. I mean, they're just so greedy. And so, actually, because the society is like that, and actually the media, especially our wonderful people in Hollywood, have just stirred people up into this greedy frame of consciousness, then obviously when people go to the polls, that means, polls doesn't mean they're poll vaulting. It means they go to vote. Then they vote for someone who's also greedy and lusty. You know, so the blind, what do they say? Anda yatanda upaniyamanas tepi shatantra murudamni bada. Isn't it the blind or leading the blind? So anyway, so therefore in Kali Yuga, those who are not properly connected to Krishna, because in Kali Yuga there's only one dharma, ekon dharma, Krishna nam, sankirtan. That's it. Ain't nothing else. I mean, in any religion, it's not a sectarian statement that I just made, or that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami makes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's the holy name of the Lord is the dharma in Kali Yuga. That's it. Previous yuga, meditation, although now we have so many yogis, you know, who say, but that's not the dharma. That was Satya Yuga, of course, and then opulent sacrifices, just like you hear about the sages in Naimisharanya performing a sacrifice. That was like the Treta Yuga. And then in Dwarpa Yuga was big, big opulent deity worship. And we do a little bit of all those things. That's true. We do some meditation. Of course, not silent meditation. Sometimes when people question us, right, and they say, do you meditate? And we say, yes, we meditate on Krishna and his holy name. And they say, no, that's not what we meant. We meant, do you meditate? That means just being silent. I have a friend who goes for 2 months and he doesn't speak a word. Not a Hare Krishna friend, obviously. But he goes for 2 months on these retreats and you're not allowed to speak for 2 months. Wow. That would be ecstatic. Anyway. Yeah, you can tell. So, yeah, that's the point. You can actually speak in different ways. Like I said, how do you get your food then? I mean, because it's provided for, but how do you tell the servers what you want? You go like this. That's speaking. That's speaking, baby, you know. You better, you know, you're not speaking with your mouth, but you're speaking in other ways. Anyway, so meditation means meditation on Krishna. So there's meditation and sacrifices. We certainly have fire sacrifices, but the whole point of the fire sacrifice is chanting the holy name, isn't it? I mean, if you do a fire sacrifice and don't chant the glories and the holy name of the Lord, then it's just smoke gets in your eyes, like that song. What's that song? Smoke, you know.
When smoke gets in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually a song, "Smoke Gets in Your Eyes," about fire sacrifices. So. It wasn't about fire sacrifices. It was actually about something else. So, and then opulent deity worship, we have deity worship. But the whole point is to bring people, it's part of sankirtan, bring people to see the deity so they can chant the holy name of the Lord. Anyway, so because the majority of the hereditary brahmanas are not really engaged in sankirtan, therefore the natural qualities of Kali become manifest in their heart, and those qualities are greediness, lust, and things like that. And let's go back about over 2,000 years. So the Brahmanas, over 2,000 years ago in India, were utilizing their Brahminical activities, performing fire sacrifices and whatever else, to make money. I mean, like they do now in India, too, greatest extent. But this was 2,000 years, not 5,000 years ago. So 2,000 years ago, the Brahmanas were doing that. And because they had a monopoly, we're not talking about the game right now. Monopoly means an exclusive right to do something. And because they controlled who would become or be a Brahmin, the supply of Brahminical behavior was kept low and the demand was high, and anybody who studied economics, guess what happens? Price goes up. Anyone study economics here? I'm sure some of you did. And so the people got so fried out with these brahmanas, to use a modern term, because they needed the brahmanas to do different sacrifices, because part of life for people in India at that particular time was that if you wanted to get married, you need a Brahmin. And if you wanted to die, you need a Brahmin. You couldn't die without a Brahmin. is, Antyeshti. If you wanted to send your kid to school, you needed a Brahmin. If you wanted to give your kid a name, you needed a Brahmin. And so it got pretty expensive. You know, just living got expensive because, you know, everybody is born. And most people are married. And most people have kids. Most people send their kids to school. And most people do all these other things. And so it was pretty bad. And so the people thought, this is too much for us. And also the Brahmanas were engaged in the name of religion in animal sacrifice. You know, just so they could eat meat. They were violating the rules of the Shastras and offering meat to the goddess Kali. Of course, there is a rule in the Shastras, you can offer a goat to the goddess Kali once a month. Not in this day and age. Don't you all go about doing that today. Dia, don't take my statements out of context and go to your neighborhood farm and find a goat, offer it to the goddess Kali. It's not even the full moon, actually. It's almost the new moon. You can't do that. So anyway, so they were taking the statements of the Vedic literatures out of context in the wrong age, wrong time, wrong circumstance. And they were utilizing that to kill animals and eat animals. Not cows. I mean, that's one thing. Even those ritualistic, cheating, rascal Brahmins were not killing cows. That, to that extent, they never went to in India. Nowadays, of course, you have people who come from India and they will eat cows sometimes eventually. And they, you'll ask,